You are standing in front of Mariners Temple, a Baptist church. The current church structure, a stone Greek Revival Ionic temple, was completed in 1845 and replaced an earlier building that dated from 1795, which makes this the oldest Baptist church site in Manhattan. The land and original church building were gifts of Henry Rutgers, a New York City native whose financial backing supported the development of Rutgers University in New Jersey. Most of this neighborhood was part of the original Rutgers family farm, owned by an early American aristocratic family descended from Dutch immigrants. And many of the streets, such as Oliver, Henry, and Catherine, are named for family members. Henry was born into the family in 1745, educated at Columbia University, made his fortune in breweries, and gained prominence as a legislator and philanthropist. The exterior has been likened to a temple to Athena. The interior contains magnificent wood carving and plaster work, including the elaborately ornamented ceiling and the ornate Corinthian columns that support the gallery. Recognized as a federal landmark in 1966 and a New York State landmark in 1977, this building is one of the few landmark examples of 19th century Greek Revival architecture left in New York City. The early church began as a mission for European seamen who docked at the nearby East River, hence the present-day name Mariner's Temple. In the 1940s, Mariner's Temple became a Christian center for Chinese, Puerto Ricans, and newly arrived African Americans from the South. From the middle to the late 1900s, Mariner's Temple continued to be a spiritual center for all ethnic groups in the neighborhood. In the midst of the civil rights movement of the 1960s, Mariners reached beyond the spiritual realm to address the political needs of the community. Locally, there was picketing of low-income housing, thought to be urban removal rather than urban renewal. Nationally, Mariners participated in the famous March for Jobs and Freedom, held in Washington, D.C. in August 1963, at which Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his historic I Have a Dream speech. The building at 2 Oliver Street, next to the church, is St. Margaret's House, originally the Robert Dodge House. This 1820 house is considered by architecture critics as a prototypical federal-style dwelling and recently was nominated for New York City landmark status. The third floor was added in 1850, its roof raised and flattened. The building is now part of Mariner's Temple's work. Now turn left on St. James Place and walk a few steps to our next stop, the tiny Jewish graveyard situated behind the row of houses on Oliver Street.